Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we think you win every time you get great information, and you're going to get that from AAII, the American Association of Individual Investors, but we think you win particularly when you get great stock picks, and that's usually what you're going to get from Charles Rotblat. I say usually because even Charles will tell you nobody gets everything right, but Charles has a very good track record, and he's got a great approach because AAII Journal, the publication he runs, and the American Association of Individual Investors look at a wide range of approaches. They don't just have one, like, here's how we do it. We're always this style. It's a lot of different styles for you to look at, choose from, understand, and then he picks ones that he likes based on different metrics each week. So it's important that you understand that even though it's the same guest, it is not always the same underlying methodology. And if you want to know more about the methodologies, AAII.com. Follow Charles on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat, and join me as I say, Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Apple.
Apple. And that, of course, is ticker symbol AAPL. This is going to make a lot of people happy because Apple has a strong core of supporters. It's also going to make some other folks go, really? Apple's a buy? Isn't it like so expensive? Blah, blah, blah. So why is Apple the buy of the week?
Well, I'm featuring this stock because over the weekend it showed up on my personal stock screen. I have a stock screen that I run through our Stock Investor Pro program. And although I haven't gone through and checked it historically, I just do not recall Apple showing up. And so it's an unusual thing. And as it happened, as I was writing it up this morning as the buy of the week, the Wall Street Journal did a whole article on how Apple's in conversation with Comcast. They wrote up on Monday morning about how the two are in talks about creating some type of set-top box that would be sold through Comcast. The details are still sketchy. It's not clear that this deal is going to go through, but it's interesting when you do see those two type of things match up. But my call is really, when you look at the fundamentals of Apple, they clearly suggest there's more upside to the stock. And the quantitative things that made the stock appear on my screen were the company's high level of free cash flow. Over the last three fiscal years, Apple's free cash flow per share, this is cash after the company's met all its capital expenditures, after the company has paid it the dividends, it's been averaging over $30 per share. So it's a tremendous amount of cash. Strong balance sheet. They have over $40 billion in cash, short-term investments, and low debt. Granted, some of that cash is overseas because of tax issues, but they do have a very strong balance sheet, probably one of the strongest out there, period. Their earnings estimates for 2014 are starting to be bumped up a little bit. Over the last month, the forecast for fiscal 2014 have been raised by 3 cents to 42.79. So not a big increase, but at a time when we are seeing estimates being cut, seeing a positive increase really stands out. High return equity, strong operating margin. It still realizes 28.3% on an operating margin basis. And though that's slightly less than what the company has done in the past, I think it's fair to say most corporations would kill to get an operating margin like that. We're also seeing the stock starting to show some upside movement. It's 26-week relative strength rank. It's about 63%, meaning that it's outperformed more than 60% of the stocks over the last 6 months. So that's a bullish short-term momentum indicator. When you combine all those traits together, and I like to look at a variety of indicators when I run my screens, all those suggest that Apple is a potential buy. And then obviously on Monday morning, you have the news about the Comcast potential deal, and that's a little bit of icing on the cake.
But you're also talking about a stock that, as of Monday morning, was trading in the $535 a share range. Does that, for average investors, make it a difficult stock to buy? I mean, it's not that you can't process a trade for a couple of shares, but it's not like most people can go, oh, let me buy a round lot and throw down $50,000.
Yeah, and that really, it's a psychological hurdle people have, because we do tend to anchor prices, and we tend to view a stock price, say, at $5 or $10 or $15 as being cheap, and a stock that's trading at $500 as being expensive. But the reality is, the share price is just what the price of the stock is trading for. It doesn't tell you anything about valuation. A stock can be cheap or expensive at a current price. And with Apple, although the price per share is high, on a valuation basis, it's pretty reasonable. What people do have to realize is there's no extra charge for paying odd lots. The only consideration you have is if you want to put X amount of dollars towards a stock, you might have a little bit extra either left over, or you might not be able to buy as many shares as you would like. It kind of makes the rounding a little bit more difficult. But otherwise, whether you're looking at Apple, whether you're looking at Google, it really doesn't matter. I think the only time a share price really comes into play, if you're looking at, say, the A shares of Berkshire Hathaway, which are trading for well over $100,000.
Correct. So with this share price and the things that you see, what's the logical or likely upside on Apple?
Well, I was running some numbers. The stock right now is actually trading at a low PE of 13.2, a little bit higher than it was trading at a couple of years ago or a year ago, but still pretty reasonable. If you compare this to the tech sector median, the stock's actually trading at a 48% discount to what the average tech stock trades. Over the last 5 years, that average discount has been about 34%. So that suggests there's about 30% upside. It just so happens that the PEG ratio, which is your price to earnings growth ratio, is at 0.6. So that also suggests you could see 30% upside and still be below that PEG of 1.0. So both of those actually bode well for the stock. I should add, I'm in an investment club that owns shares in Apple. My actual stake, when you go down to the nitty gritty, really isn't significant, but I do want to disclose that.
Well, we appreciate the disclosure, but the disclosure that most folks wanted to hear from you, Charles, was that Apple, ticker symbol AAPL, is the buy of the week with a potential upside of 30% from here. And that's pretty good on just about any stock. All right, Charles, we're going to come back and talk with you tomorrow about the sell of the week. Thanks, as always, for joining me.
I look forward to it.
We have just gotten started on the March 25th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview. Dave Richmond, president of Richmond Brothers, joins us to talk about the market and the economy when Money Life continues.